24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. And Vibe is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. What's your vibe saying right now? How are you feeling? If you're not feeling great, then switch it up. Ask yourself, what do I want? To get yourself straight back into alignment and feeling great. Because when you feel great, you attract circumstances that make you feel good. So let's get right to it. So as I can maximize and not waste any time by letting you know what you need to know. So today's show is really about letting you know that you have to stop chasing people. Now, I always say to my girlfriend, stop choosing men that haven't chosen you. And I find myself repeatedly saying the same thing to clients. But it's almost as if women find this concept hard to grasp. So I want to break it down. Because I learned the hard way, over and over and over until I got it. Because this concept is just not applicable to romantic relationships, intimate relationships, but friendships in general, acquaintanceships, business relationships. It's not just effective in romantic relationships, but also in the workplace, okay? All walks of life. So here goes. I had a question from a client wanting clarification on what it means to not choose a man first. And, you know, really, she should have really asked me this or asked for clarification over this before she got herself involved in this situation. But, you know, they say hindsight. If we could benefit from hindsight, it would be a wonderful thing. So there are two guys in her life. One has declared his undying love for her, states that he will marry her tomorrow, has a lot of time for her, is courteous, well-mannered, well-put-together, is a hard worker, protective, has great qualities. And from the way that she's described him, if she just says the word, he will marry her tomorrow. And remember, she's described him as a really lovely guy, all of these beautiful qualities. And the other guy, she actually believed that she had a revelation that this person, that this particular guy was for her. So she went into a relationship with that person, having already chosen him. However, and this is the however, they started dating, but because she didn't observe my protocols, as I've described at thesecretvibe.com, the inevitable happened. Okay, so she realized that this man wasn't meeting her standards. And so after about, say, 7 months, she began to pull back. She told him that it was over, that she, you know, more or less she felt out of alignment with what she was actually wanting. And when she conveyed that to him, he didn't fight for her, not one iota. Now, all of a sudden, he was expressing to her that he didn't have the emotional capacity to be with her, to commit, coincidentally, after he had had the cookie. But she vouches that this is not the reason why. They're good friends. And what she describes of him, he does have great qualities. However, he's not ready to commit. But the problem is, and you've probably guessed it, is that she is still hung up on him. So she has this situation where one guy really likes her, and the other doesn't. Okay? And isn't this often the case? The one that you like doesn't like you back, and the one that adores you, you don't seem to like them. Now, why is that often the case that we tend to focus on the illusion? Let's just call it that, because that is what it is. One is ready to settle down, and the other, he's not given a timeline or any type of lifeline for that matter, when he's willing to even explore the relationship further, much less settle down. Not even a, hey baby, let's see how it goes, let's take the pace slower, you know? None of that. He's made his standpoint clear. Now, ladies, I'm sure you've heard it all before, and it's kind of like easy to identify when you're outside of the relationship, looking in and observing it, because your emotions aren't all wrapped up in it. She's putting more energy into the one who is frankly not moving at the pace. In fact, he's not moving at any pace whatsoever. After the decision was made, there's been no text messages. Minimum contact, nothing. And she's the one that's forwarding all the messages that she believes will benefit him. Because she's got time, right? Because she values him more than he values her. He still has her time. Now, what's unfair about this situation is that she's actually not being fair to herself. She needs to move on, and she needs to focus on filling up her cup and benefiting herself and giving time to herself and making herself the priority, just like he is, and giving herself the love that she needs, that she is craving from this other person. Now, the other guy, I hear you saying, yeah, but what about the other guy? Who seems like a really great guy. She's holding him at bay. And she's told him about the other guy. So when she met him, she told him that she was in a relationship, because at that time she was in a relationship. But what she hasn't done is she hasn't told him that she's broken off with him, because there's still a part of her that's in hope that things will turn around. The guy that's really into her, the thing is, she says that she's not attracted to him physically. Now, you can't help who you're attracted to. And by her own admission, she wasn't initially attracted to the guy that she was hung up on. She admired him for his qualities, but she says she didn't actually find him physically attractive. She was literally on the other end of the scale. But she was very much attracted to the picture and not the frame. And because she was so attracted to the picture, eventually she was able to overlook the frame as a barrier to her leaning into him. Now, I'm not saying that this guy that she's hung up on is a bad person, but just for whatever reason, he's not ready, which ultimately sums up to the fact that he's not into her. That's the bottom line. Now, you've probably heard of the expression, one bird in the hand is better than two in a bush. Sometimes I kind of struggle with that concept because it reminds me of settling. However, I want to use it in this context. It doesn't matter how good of a person this guy is, let's call him Brian, or how much potential she believes that he has. It actually doesn't matter at all, because if they're not on the same page, the bottom line is that a relationship of any kind can't work if both the hands aren't clapping. It takes two hands to clap. And so from what I'm hearing from her is that she's trying to clap, but the other hand isn't meeting her. In fact, the other hand is trying to move as far away as possible. If both people are on the same page at the same time, then go ahead. Go ahead to getting what you both mutually want out of that relationship. However, when you get yourself in a position where you're actually chasing people, where you're chasing a man that you believe is the embodiment of what you want, but he isn't, you're chasing a lost cause. What you want to do is give your attention to the person that is choosing you. The reason why you're chasing them is because you think that they are the embodiment of what it takes to deliver to you how you want to feel in a relationship. But what you have to remember is that as human vehicles, as humans, we are vehicles. We are spiritual beings housed in a vehicle. That is our body. And what we tend to do is we get attached to the body as if the body is the source of how we want to feel. But what we need to do is look at the person, the body, as the vehicle or the carrier of the feeling of how we want to feel. So it's about not getting attached to the person. The person is carrying the feeling of, or is the vehicle of the feeling that we want in our life. It's not the actual person. However, when you're thinking that it is the person, it's that person that's going to make me feel how I want to feel. It's in your pursuing of that person that is off-putting. Putting more energy into that person will not turn it around. Okay, that's false thinking. Pick me is a turn-off. And whenever you do that, you lose your status, your queenliness of value in his eyes. Because anything easy to acquire is of no value. A man can pick up on your vibe based on what you feel about yourself, what you feel about him, because that feeling is permeated throughout your being, through your vibe. And therefore, it's in the little nuances of your actions. So that's why I previously used text messaging as an example. Okay, you might may think, oh, I'm just sending an innocent text message. But what is the underlying message that you're sending? I've got time on my hands, time enough to send you messages to make you a priority over what I'm currently doing. Another thing that she mentioned is that when she actually sends this guy messages, he doesn't respond to her text messages until much later, sometimes not until the next day. Because he's prioritizing whatever is a priority to him, and it's certainly not her. So I had to really break this down. You see, when a man knows that they're not giving anything back, and I know it's hard to hear, especially for women that are in this situation right now. And believe me, I'm speaking from experience. This is a harsh reality. It's not because it even makes them a bad person. It's just because you ain't it. Let's just put it like that. For whatever reason, you're just not it. And this is something that we have to accept. So you have to choose people who choose you, period. And you know that this is actually making sense. I know that this is resonating with you. You can't make a man catch feelings for you like you catch a cold. If you want to be pursued, you cannot be the pursuer. Write that down in your journal. If you want to feel feminine, if you want to feel pursued, you cannot be the pursuer. And if you want to know what pursuing looks like, again, visit thesecretvibe.com. Have a look at that video there, which was gifted to me by God. Now, clearly the woman that I speak of is a very desirable woman. She's very attractive, okay? And when you think about it, she must be attractive to be able to attract these two quality men, because they are both quality men from what I can hear. But as a woman, she has to recognize that she's got one guy already in her life who's ready and willing to give her everything. He loves her. He's declared his love for her. His family loves her. Even his friends like her. What do you think? Do you think that maybe she ought to give him a chance? Give herself a chance? She's relayed to me that her fear is she doesn't want to hurt him or to build up his hopes, because he seems so certain of his feelings and she cares about him, but she's not certain of her feelings. But the thing is, if she doesn't give herself the opportunity to discover what her feelings could be, then she could potentially be losing out, right? But once she makes that plain to him, have that conversation, they're both on the same page, let's see how it goes, then she can't think for him. It's up to him to decide if that's what he wants to enter into. Okay? Then they're on the same page. See, when you stop giving your energy to those people who don't choose you, that you're chasing, then you will have freed up your energy to really focus on the one who is pursuing you right now. You see, at the moment, her feelings are divided because she's trying to decide between two people, divide her attention between two people, whilst trying to figure out, how do I give some time to this one and kind of keep this other one here on standby, hoping that maybe he'll catch on to those feelings someday. Essentially, what she's doing is she is taking away good energy that she could have given to the guy that adores her. And let me let you in on a little secret here. For anyone that is giving you their time, okay, there's an expiration date on that. And I want you to know that irrespective of how beautiful you are, how talented you are, you know, the bottom line that there is an expiration date at a certain point. Again, I always speak from experience. Okay, you'll end up holding no birds in the hand, and two will be in the bush. A good man or a good woman will move on if you're not able to meet them at the point that they're at. If you're not able to value them, if you're not able to go after them in the same way that they're going after you. Because they know they deserve better. And that's a good thing, because then they will find someone that is deserving of them. And when I say deserving, I mean who is a match to them. Someone who will focus on them and value them and give them the love that they deserve. So don't waste precious time. Focus and choose him who chooses you. It may not be this guy, the one who absolutely adores her, but the principle still applies. Choose him who chooses you. But my suggestion is, give him your attention before it's too late, especially if you're attracted to him. And remember, I'm speaking to women who are identifying with this, that this message is resonating with them because they're in a similar situation now. Many of us think that there are not enough good men out there. And I believe you attract to your world what you believe. But here's the thing. So many have this mindset of scarcity where you believe that you need to give your energy to this one particular person. Like you're thinking like, what if I miss out on this? And what if I miss out on that and it's my only hope? You've got to trust in the abundance of the universe. You've got to trust in the abundance of God. You've got to trust that there's so much out there. Think about it. What is abundance? It means that the supply is limitless for you. That when you take from it, when you take from abundance, it's not one less. The same remains. Think about the sea. You take a spoonful from the sea, the sea still remains. Another analogy I can think of are downloadables. Think about a downloadable piece of music. Because someone downloads doesn't mean that there's one less. As women, you need to start believing in abundance because what you believe in creates your reality. That is what shows up. So imagine you may choose to do that, okay? You may choose to do that. See how it works out for you. Now, thinking about this guy, what if you say to yourself, you know what? I'm going to explore it. And you may think, yeah, but what if it doesn't work out? And I get it. And maybe it won't work out. But here's the thing. Abundance. There's a whole lot of great guys out there, great people out there who will be standing in a queue for you. You just need to up-level your mindset, get your mindset right, see you right, check your beliefs on that and upgrade it. So don't be afraid to discover the bird in your hand, because hands down, having something good in your hands is better than trying to hold out for something you think may be better. If he's valuing you, give him a chance. Do you know how many women and men are out there who's putting up with men and women who don't value them, who don't love them, who can't meet their needs, who don't, and most importantly, fit into their future? I'm not saying that the bird in the hand is it. You have to look, you have to analyze, you have to know yourself. You have to know whether that person actually fits your future. If not, release the bird, put the bird down. Put the bird down so it can go and parlay with another bird so that it can meet its match. Someone else who is a match to their dreams and aspirations. This guy, the one who she's hoping for, maybe that's what he's doing. He's releasing her. Maybe it's a kind thing. Maybe she needs to look at it that way. He's doing a good thing for her to free her up to go and look, to go and find her perfect match, because he knows that he can't offer her what she's looking for. So there's always something good to look into when you think it's bad. If she decides to give this guy a chance, what I'm saying is that she should be mindful, because there's no pain like the pain of regret. I'm sure that you've had the experience of looking back and saying, if only I had handled that situation differently. Look, I myself have been the perpetrator and on the receiving end of it, where guys have tried to come back. But let me tell you, when a good man or a good woman is done, they are done. That's been the case for me. I just can't seem to get that feeling back when my brain says, my emotions says it's done, no matter how hard that person tries. It's like my brain has unchosen that person, and that is very clear why it's unchosen that person. And I'm not saying that that person couldn't come back, but they'd have to come back as a new creature. I firmly believe that we have to face reality. If someone is not choosing you, it's because they are not for you. Like Bishop T.D. Jakes said, I love it when he says, if a man can walk, let him walk. He's not tied to your destiny. And vice versa. Woman, thou art loosed, in his own words. Release him. And know that the pain of letting someone go is less than the pain of trying to hold on to someone that's not into you. I listened to a video recently, Harris, a relationship coach, really funny guy. And he says, there's two types of pain, productive pain and passive pain. And that you have to get past the pain of trying to hold on to someone who really isn't holding on to you. Because they're not ready for what you're ready to offer. They're not ready to receive what you have to offer. And so therefore, in that capacity, they're therefore not able to value you. And then there's passive pain. It can go on forever and ever, and it will continue to go on as long as you're trying to hold on to that person. It's like grabbing at a rope and they're trying to pull away, and it's chafing the palm of your hand until it's red raw. Whereas productive pain is the pain of letting go. It's the pain of stretching forward for what you do want, for how you do want to feel in a relationship, not attached to the person, and letting loose of the rope so you can move forward productively, knowing what's good for you, until you've moved forward just enough that you don't actually feel the pain anymore, because you've created that emotional distance and you can see it for what it is. It's about creating a new reality for yourself. And I love it when he said, productive pain always turns to power. Because it does, I've experienced it. And that power enables you to be focused on what you do need and how you want to feel. That's what you deserve. You can never attract more than how you feel about yourself. And a lot of women are damaged in their current relationships, saying, gosh, why don't I value myself? It's because you've spent so many years holding on to someone who you have allowed. Remember, you're the cause. And then we have the effect. You've allowed that person to diminish your value. And you've spent so many years holding on to someone who really couldn't give you what you wanted. But when you open your hands, that's when you can receive. But you can't hold. You can't receive until you open your hands. How are you if you hold on to stuff? You see? How can you when you're holding on to stuff that you have no business holding on to? So allow yourself to be found by a man who is more than willing to pursue you. That's what you need to get used to. So many women are functioning dysfunctionally. And when that dysfunction is fixed, again, look at thesecretvibe.com. That will get you straight back into alignment. That's why I love that video. Then things will fall into place. You have to learn to trust that the universe has your back and will only give you what you give it. When you choose yourself at your highest level, a man will choose you for the right reasons. So I want you to really heed my advice today. Send in your questions and your comments in relation to what you've heard. And really go ahead and look at that video at thesecretvibe.com. And I look forward to hollering back at you. It's been a pleasure. Have a wonderful day. And as always, the divine in me bows to the divine in you. Remember, there is no greater freedom than letting go of what's not holding onto you. Choose people that choose you. Have a wonderful day. Focus on your vibe. Get yourself back into alignment. Bye for now. 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 Bye for now.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.